This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A sick feeling. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just go with my gut. I go with where I really stand. I go with the information. I've been fighting for 23 years so hard that the idea of them shutting me down at a fleshly level, I am just dreaming of it. But at the same time, for my children, your children, everybody else, at a spiritual level, I want to fight these people as hard as I can. You know, they say if a tree fell in the forest, but nobody was there to hear it fall, did it make a sound? And so many times I see stuff a year out, 2 years out, 10 years out, because I'm going off level with white papers and documents most of the time, so it's not hard. It makes me sound really smart. But a lot of times something right up in my face, like a pit bull biting me, I just don't see. It's you've been looking for your wallet, it's right there on your sink, or you've been looking for your hat that's on your head. That's happened nothing to all of us. You've been looking for your sunglasses and they're hanging on your neck. 2 weeks ago, Paul Watson called me, and Paul's busy, I'm busy. We probably only talk every couple of weeks. We talk on air a couple times a week, but off air maybe every 2 weeks. And he said, "Alex, have you seen this in the Wall Street Journal?" He said, "It's the plan to take over the internet. It says they're going to use us as the test case. And I did an article on it. You didn't cover it. Do you think that's a big deal?" And I just said, "Yeah, that's got to be fake news. I mean, that is just that they'd admit it all and said we're going to make all this money. And we met with the tech heads and we're going to ban everybody off the web, but about 100 companies." And they had headlines that were derivatives of it saying, "Watch out, Alex. YouTube's coming to ban you in the next 2 weeks." We kind of showed that article, and I'm just like, and then CNN on Friday says, "Alex Jones is bullying children, and we're lobbying YouTube to shut him down and ban him from the platform." I mean, if you know law, corporate law, state law, that's so criminal and also so uncivil. So it's criminal and it violates civil issues. It's open and shut. They don't care how big a lawsuits they lose. I mean, these are open and shut lawsuits now because they admit it all. We have the undercover video of them from YouTube, which is Google, and the New York Times, Project Veritas, and now they're saying it. They're trying to shut down a competing news organization, and then they're misrepresenting what we say. So the reason this is the top story out of all the big news we've got is it is a top story. Drudge, Friday, Saturday, and this morning removed it. That's a long time, 2 days on top of Drudge, had us top of Drudge. Google YouTube's war on Alex Jones. But listen, it's bigger than that. And Drudge obviously knows that. It's a war on you. And Drudge linked to our analysis of it and the two banned videos. And guess what? No one said they were crisis actors. No one said there wasn't a shooting. The videos they banned were students we had on and local newscasts saying the sheriff's department stood down. There were 10 cars lined up for close to 10 minutes doing nothing. And the shooter supposedly was there while gunshots are going off. He didn't have a gun. And there were men in military fatigues running around in the school while the police sat outside. We have 5 students now on record. That video was just 3 of them. Now, I'm not even saying there were 2 shooters. It's on local TV. And it's in other interviews. And then we interview students. And they're like, "Yeah, everybody said there was other shooters. And he didn't have the gun while the guns are going up." And no, CNN is using a set case, working with News Corp. They admittedly are involved. They said they would a week before this happened. To shut us down, and And then they don't even use a video. And then now there's hundreds of articles talking about another video they banned a week ago that isn't even us, saying they might be crisis actors. And now the news says that's my video. I mean, next level fake news, folks.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So, they said that Hunter S. Thompson would write these big articles for Rolling Stone all about himself. And he would go out and get into these weird situations like being on peyote and LSD enough to kill a horse at major casinos in Vegas. And then it got turned into movies and was a big deal. I'm not trying to be Hunter S. Thompson here. This is happening. And believe me, I don't have any enjoyment off of the record traffic to Infowars.com. 7 million plus as of last night. I haven't seen the new report today. People watching two videos we posted on our own servers of banned videos that CNN requested Google subdivision YouTube ban. Because, hey, this is great for InfoWars. This is great for Alex Jones. It's great for our bottom line. We've seen, compared to this time last year, record revenue coming in. And we're radically expanding in the face of people like Brian Stelter that openly lobbied yesterday and today on two different shows for us to be shut down publicly. We're going to play those clips because that's short term. When they set the precedent to shut us down, this is the internet shutdown. And how do I know that? The CEO of News Corp, second largest media organization in the world after Disney, and Disney's trying to buy it right now. The incoming CEO that's replaced Rupert Murdoch, 2 weeks ago said, we're going to censor everybody, liberal, conservative, doesn't matter, and we're going to start with InfoWars, claiming it's bullying in the next month. You can go to the article, InfoWars.com, News Corp CEO admits he wants internet censored so News Corp can make more money. Then you click on the Wall Street Journal article itself, and it says InfoWars is an example. And you can also pull up the articles that are derivatives of it that say, hold on to your tinfoil hat, YouTube's coming for Alex Jones. So they use us specifically by name in the article, How YouTube Drives People to the Internet's Darkest Corners. Okay, let's stop there. And they define you as garbage, as a virus, as a pollution. Brian Stelter does that in a moment. He's compared us to all those things. This week it's pollution, but we've been called viruses and garbage. The Nazis called Jews garbages, garbage viruses and rats. So if he just adds rats on there, he'll have his Nazi palette of verbal lies down correctly. And it's good. He's all, George Soros lackey, so he's works for a Nazi collaborator, at least in spirit. And these aren't words. This is the truth versus what they are, known quantities from WikiLeaks. Everything's rigged, fake town halls, fake debates, fake questions, fake polls, fake. They are the bona fide fake. But they're not just that. In the Soviet Union, the government would go out and censor media. In America, it's... See, being in the middle of this, I'm learning how it all works, which is fascinating for all of us to understand. Project Veritas has released two videos where you've got Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Twitter and Facebook on one, YouTube on another. Executives with the New York Times, senior people, heads of operations for their internet outreach, saying, our main job is shutting down Alex Jones, and we watch him for Google. We're in a partnership. We've got other groups that advise us, Snopes, George Soros. And this is all on video. There's hours of the footage, Project Veritas. And they said, our main job is shutting down Alex Jones. And they go, well, like what else? Well, if you like American flags or you say you like veterans, you're banned too. I mean, you don't know you're banned, but we don't let anybody see what you've done, and you feel all alone. And it really depresses them, and they all start laughing. I mean, we played these clips many times. And they have congressional hearings. You know, you saw at lunch, InfoWars was number one with fake news that a Muslim ran people over in New York. And, of course, this is the day it happened 3 months ago, and you're like, but he did do that day. And Congressman Quigley goes, no Muslim attacked. They go, you're right, sir, no Muslim attacked. We banned him. He banned the number one article by Paul Watson. And imagine how it is for me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No Muslim attacked. He's like Allah Akbar running people over. Yeah, if you want to see it, there it is, Vin, video. Dim lawmaker demands Twitter censor InfoWars. So I'm giving you the backstory here. So Paul Watson calls me 2 weeks ago and he goes, why aren't you covering my article? You normally do. It's pretty big. This is going to be the attack, Alex. They say, they admit it's about money. They're going to shut us down and then everybody else because they believe that if they think we're unpopular with some by getting rid of us, others will accept it. Then the president said, I go, Paul, I don't need a authoritarian history lesson, my friend. Yes, I understand what they're doing. They've been demonizing us for years, so the public will accept our banning. And when they came out and said, CNN is actively trying to ban InfoWars off YouTube and other platforms, and then said a bunch of lies we didn't say, not in quotes, not video. You know how journalistically fraudulent that is? To say, Jones says no one died in Florida, Jones says all of this, Jones says that they're all crisis actors, we said none of it. And then to not even show a clip or a quote. And then to brag they're in our account looking at our videos. And talking about our account and our revenue and everything. Imagine if it was like, I was like, I'm in CNN's YouTube account. I'm trying to ban it right now. I know everything about it. And we know all about how much money Mr. Jones makes, by the way. Because, you know, we're InfoWars. We're just allowed to, you know, be in your corporate agreements. Because, you know, we're God. You know, dude. Just like the NSA spying on you or the big telecoms, and they just do it. And it isn't about me. What has me upset about this, because again, short term, this just makes us even, I mean, it's like the amount of traffic is incredible. It's just the precedent. The precedent for this is incredible. This is their admission of taking over. And they've got all these paid YouTube people, liberal and conservative, that are allowed to be promoted because they go after free speech, they agree with the bans of others, and then they bitch and complain when they themselves get banned. It's like guys, you know, at IBM I knew that trained their end-to-end replacements. There were people below them going, you know, in a year they'll fire you next. They're like, I don't care. They're going to keep me on. And those guys were crying a year later when they got fired. Replaced by end-to-ends paid 20% of what they were paid. And it's that same thing where, and I see all these YouTube channels and stuff with the same talking points, the same script. I know what they're going to say next because it's a script. We've gotten copies of the scripts. We've covered it. And so they have these scripts. So CNN and the New York Times, the Washington Post, they are all on video saying they police InfoWars. And that they believe if they can shut InfoWars down, they can shut everybody down. So this is... We had lots of testing and lots of shadow banning and lots of cutting conservatives back and lots of blocking and lots of this and that. Now the full assault. And boy, since Friday, thousands of emails have come in. Everybody's calling the other media going, it's true. They're blocking our channel and banning us. Big talk show host. Everybody else is hearing, yeah, my videos are all being taken down. because it's on, folks. It's on. This is the new offensive. This is the new attack. It's here on the internet, and how they're going to set the precedent is, just like the Wall Street Journal said, our CEO met with the CEO of YouTube, and they're going to call everything bullying now. So you can have 4 kids out of 3,000 be the spokespersons of anti-gun, anti-gun parents. They can be in the drama club. They can be all those things. We're not saying they're fake. We're saying they're actors. They admit they are. BuzzFeed admits it. They're putting out talking points. They can be the only ones you hear from. And they can get up at town halls and say, Dana Loesch, you're a murderer. And the crowd starts chanting, burn her, burn her. Like some ancestral memory of burning witches or something. Like a hot woman, it scares them. A hot, smart woman, they want to murder her immediately. So they're chanting, murder a woman. Boy, me too. God almighty. Where's your Me Too movement? And it's all cutesy and it's all out of simple casting from the anti-gun drama club at the school. That's all admitted. And if you talk about it, Glenn Beck comes on and agrees you should be banned with Brian Stelter. So that's coming up next. Glenn Beck and all of them lined up saying, ban InfoWars. Stop InfoWars. And that means ban the free internet. And Beck thinks he'll...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, if they came for the internet, if they came for your free speech, and that meant all the other amendments, all your basic freedoms, if Hollywood was being bought up by the communist Chinese who just voted to make the Chinese dictator for life, if that was happening, if they were pushing anti-God, anti-family, if CNN and MSNBC was criticizing the State of the Union because the president talked about family and churches, if that was happening, would you do something? Well, the answer is you have done something. You've been awake. You overpowered the corporate fake stream media. We elected Trump. He's done a great job as much as he can as a real lion against these hyenas and wolves and against these jackals, getting much of what he said he would do done. And they're mad. His power is being returned to Washington and to the states from these global combines. And a lot of people are asking, what do we do about the admitted massive censorship of conservatives and libertarians and Christians and veterans groups and nationalist groups that is just incrementally intensifying and now is hitting a boiling point like the frog in the boiling pot? You realize it's not work. You realize it's the animating contest of liberty that Jefferson talked about. You call local talk radio. You call C-SPAN. You call Congress. You go to public events. You go out and demonstrate, even if it's you by yourself. You climb up that billboard that says kill members of the NRA, that's calling for criminal action in Florida and the murder of innocent people as a citizen's arrest, and you spray paint on that, whatever you think's best. I'm not saying do that. But I am saying they're not taking it down. What are we going to do when they're calling for murder and violence and the police are bought and paid for in many areas and won't do anything? What are we going to do? We'll be talking in the next few days about what we do. But first, we have to raise the alarm that this is even happening. So if you just joined us, you can pull up the Wall Street Journal articles. We've already shown them on air. Already mentioned it last segment. They came out 2 weeks ago and said, we've got a plan to shut down the free internet. We're going to call everything hate speech or bullying or Russian, and we're going to start banning InfoWars on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter in the next month. And then once we have the public accepting that, the precedent will be set. We're going to have about 100 providers online, and that'll be it. No more websites will be accessible on any major platform. Now, they then said, we'll go after all the servers and everybody else. So that then got picked up by everybody else. And they said, look out, Alex Jones, YouTube's going to shut you down. That was the next day. So, it's here. How do they do it? Well, they don't just say we're banning free speech. They go, Alex Jones bullied children and said there was no shooting in Florida and that they're all crisis actors. No, I said they're scripted. They're having scripted town halls. They only have 4 people out of 3,000 students who are saying known exact scripted gun control lines from the Brady Center, from the Violence Policy Center, from the Bloomberg Group, which the kids call themselves activists for. But they don't, when they start banning us on YouTube, as YouTube's announcing, they don't show a clip of us. They don't. Again, that's not journalistic to say I said something and then not show a clip. That is so fraudulent. That's the telltale sign. And they just move forward. So it's here. This is their big assault. And what's the key? For the 2018 midterm elections, they are going to have election fraud the likes of which, dirty tricks the likes of which you've never seen. You are going to see the globalists in their full attempt to keep control of the U.S. because they're using that to control the world. Now, I've got all these clips I want to go to here, and then I'm going to go through the big news. We told you there was a sheriff stand down the day after because we saw a bunch of videos on local news that never made it nationally, and we saw a bunch of videos that local news shot, and reporters got mad that it got cut from the nightly news, so they put them out on their Twitter accounts. Or we saw videos shot from iPhones or droids over people's shoulders. There's a bunch of them. You saw them here. Those are the videos that got banned of people reporting multiple shooters, about 10 cop cars pulled up, nobody got out while the shooting was over. There was army soldiers inside. Well, all these days later, I hear about army soldiers and the cops standing down. I said, I don't know if this is true, but these are pretty well-spoken students, white girls, Hispanic girls, young black men, all very well-spoken, better spoken than I am in many cases. And then we talked to other witnesses. They go, yeah, that's what we saw, too. And I'm like, wow, I know real school shootings happen. This is crazy. We know they lied about babies in incubators getting their brains bashed out to get us in the Gulf War in 1992. That's all admitted. So, you know, when CNN does fake scud attacks in Atlanta, saying they're in Saudi Arabia. And then now it's all come out. First one deputy, now four more, now 10 deputies standing down for at least 7, 8, 9 minutes, just like Jaylen Martin and other students. And what did Snopes say? They said Jaylen Martin was fake. He was an actor. George Soros, Snopes manages stuff for Google, decides what's real and isn't, funded by George Soros, and they said Jaylen wasn't real. He was an actor. So they're shutting our YouTube accounts down, saying we said that there's nothing happened, and they say our witnesses are fake when they're real, and we have their student ID, and they had to back off. So, see, everything they do, they accuse us of, but what Jaylen Martin said the day after was that it must have been 10, we called them police vehicles, they were sheriff's vehicles, Broward County, pull up, and none of them went in. Why were they being ordered to stand down? They're trained to go in. The school resource officer who'd been in that 34 years ran the drills, it's in the news, for school shooting, stood down. Stood down. We said that on the day after it happened, and I said, is it a stand down? That's what students say. And it's memorialized by a bunch of so-called newspapers and Media Matters saying Alex Jones says the sheriff and the FBI stood down. They got 30-something warnings. They did stand down. They were ordered to. And now the state admits he was on psychotropic drugs under state control. That was released last week. Got almost no media attention. That indeed it was the mass murderer pills. Little colloquial term I have. So let's go out to break with Glenn Beck. Acting like he's being thoughtful. Oh, I don't know. Alex Jones, something to be done by this pollution, Stelter. And he's like, I don't know. Yeah. Well, Facebook and Twitter, they just make it worse. Oh, yeah. It's terrible. See, he was told 2 years ago internet censorship was coming. And he decided to join with them. He thinks he'll be left as the conservative voice in the new fake synthetic political landscape. We're going to go to break, come back with it. He thinks he's going to be the person that's left. And I said that 2 years ago because he pretty much admitted it. Can you imagine? He keeps waiting because we got Trump in. We still have somewhat of a free speech. His audience, he's been dumped by half the radio stations he's on. I mean, he's barely got his contract at News Corp, but he's got a cult of followers that are brainwashed that still buy, you know, gold at 2 times the price it is and all the rest of it. And he's back to CNN where he came from, where he was trained, where he was deployed. And the reason I know is I was approached by the very same networks a year before Beck came on the scene before 9/11. And they said, we got book deals. We got movie deals. We want you to be the new Rush Limbaugh. You are going to be it. We are ready to hire you. And I didn't take the $3 million a year. And this guy did. Hell yeah. I was to be Glenn Beck. That's how I know. We bring a lot more than $3 million in here now. We're kicking your big, fat globalist butts up and down the street. Because we got something you don't have. Real red-blooded Americans of every race, color, and creed that are backing this transmission. And no, we're throwing all the money behind the fight against you. And we're going in no matter what happens. We're never giving in. We're never giving up. We're going on to the end. And we're going to win one way or another.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones. Here I come
again now, baby, like a dog. By the way, I'm glad we're playing this little Stranglehold intro from the great Motor City Madman, now a fellow Texian. He'll be joining us tomorrow for a full hour in the noontime hour. Ted Nugent. Boy, he has sent me some amazing text yesterday that I thought we should see the daily listener in the broadcast. Good to know he'll never compromise. He'll never back down. He'll never waver. Let me read you this Ted Nugent quote here yesterday. He said, the orgy of lies must be counterpunched nonstop. Ted Nugent. And then he sent me a bunch of links to the BuzzFeed saying they're student actors who are anti-gun and are great activists who are going to fight the Second Amendment. And that was the day after the shooting, and that's where we all got it from. It's all admitted. And then if you talk about it, they say you're bullying children and say nobody got shot. I mean, just think of how they're using children as a fraud. But here's the point I want to make for the last segment, and it's this. YouTube admits they're in consultation about my private YouTube accounts with billions of views to ban us permanently from YouTube for bullying students and saying no shooting took place so that they're all crisis actors who weren't actually there, brought in. Not that they're actors in drama or anti-gun, that's admitted. And they've banned those videos. Here's the bottom line. YouTube has banned videos. That's the videos they banned, showing student eyewitnesses on local news, but then other students we interviewed saying that the police stood down and they witnessed their cars for up to 10 minutes, a bunch of cars line up and wait while the shooting was happening, and that they were with Nicholas Cruz while the shooting was ongoing. He didn't have a gun. And then they cover that by saying it was videos about the students being actors and no shooting happening. Go to the article, watch these InfoWars videos, were banned by YouTube. And, you know, it's crazy. As of yesterday, I haven't looked at the reports yet, 7 million plus views on the two videos on our own servers. And the bill I got told about last night was $3,400, and we got pretty cheap bandwidth. I mean, it shows if I put a video platform up, it's going to be very successful, and I guess we have to do it. But Google, Facebook, and Twitter, they get telecom level, basically free bandwidth. YouTube pulls Alex Jones' video saying student anti-gun activists were actors. Notice the spin. No, we didn't say they were crisis actors. We didn't say. And I know I keep making this point, but it shows the fraud. They won't show you what we said, though. See, because you'd see it and go, that's totally reasonable. Hey, look, they're in the acting class. Hey, BuzzFeed says they're anti-gunners and are in the acting class and the journalism class, and one of them's moms works at CNN. They're calling Dana Loesch a murderer. You know, they're adults, they're seniors, we can speak out about what they're saying. Looks like they're scripted. They don't show you that. Jones bullied children and said nobody died. That's what they do. That's defrauding their viewers. And then to see all these other YouTubers who want to be in favor with YouTube go along with the hoax and read the, and try to grovel to the system, and then have Anderson Cooper of the CIA come out and have all the rest of them, and then Brian Stelter, and then Dan Rather weighed in, and Glenn Beck, and then they had Hogg on saying, I forgive the conspiracy theorists. You know, they've given me great traffic, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. They say I'm an actor, nobody died, but, you know, it's all, ha, ha, ha. Again, they forgive us for things we didn't even do. Aren't they sweet? That's very studied levels of fraud, by the way. What CNN and stuff are involved in is next level, where they build, they know you know you're lying. They're lying. What they do is, they construct different whole pieces of like a fake universe to then connect all of it in together. So then once they've got that whole artificial construct, then they think you might buy into it. But it's a little telltale sign when they say, Tom Brokaw goes, Alex Jones is an unalloyed racist. That means complete racist. I didn't look up unalloyed either. I'm a pretty good wordsmith, but unalloyed, I didn't know. It means complete, total, absolute, committed. No clip, no video, none of that. Just, that's just, you know, him saying it. So we're going to go to these clips now. It's just, remember, we said there was a stand down by the sheriff's department. Well, we didn't say that, actually. The media memorialized, though, that we first said witnesses said that, and now it's confirmed. We said he was probably under state control and under on psychotropics. That was confirmed a week and a half later. That's all now in the news. We said that these kids are in acting school and are in the drama club and are anti-gunners. And the media now says, oh, they're wonderful activists and they're actors. In the Comedy Central show where they attacked us but never showed clips of us, the Kepler guy did the same deal. he'd say. He'd play clips of the kids admitting they're actors, but then go, Jones is insane saying they're actors. I'm like, they're not even that good a propagandist. So that's why I'm saying this is the number one story, because it is. They've announced the internet attack. They're coming after it. Drudge was warned by Supreme Court Justice 2 years ago, and out of all the conservative media, all of it, no one came to my defense but Matt Drudge, but that's why he's number one. Matt Drudge linked to the original videos that had nothing to do with what they said. It was eyewitnesses to multiple shooters and the sheriff's standout. And these are students saying this, just like students said we were handed out questions at the CNN deal, and it turns out that's true. Of course, it's in the WikiLeaks they do that. They're the kings of fake. It doesn't mean the shooting's fake. Again, they conflate that. And I know you know that, but that's how the fraud works for these people. And then they think off that. I got calls again from Northeast Texas family going, it's in the paper, you bullied kids, but what happened? It didn't say how. I'm like, yeah, isn't it funny? They didn't have a quote or anything. They're like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's the same script. CNN means CIA, Foundation Leftist Angles. I mean, literally, they admit that. They put out the script. Everybody else. That's the thing. I looked at hundreds of articles. It was all the exact same cutout article. It was all the same words, the same angle. But it got worse today. It became other videos taken down a week ago of somebody else who we don't even know what they said because they took it down, now saying, I said that, see? And it all just merges, kind of like they said in the Nunes memo, had all these documents, but in the Democrat memo, it just is all this speculation that, well, maybe the Russians gave Trump secret documents. So they go, probably Roger Stone. Now today, that was yesterday, now the new Schiff memo, Democrat memo, is Roger Stone got Russian documents. There's the Washington Post said maybe, and then it becomes that, you see. So they're coming for you, folks. All right, I've spent 45 minutes and haven't gotten to this, or 40 minutes. Let's go ahead and go to Glenn Beck. Washed up, half his audience, Democrat operative, Judas Goat. He goes and falls on his sword on mainstream media. That's what he does. He goes and falls on his sword. He gets pushed by Twitter, Facebook, everybody, force-fed. Lavish with corporate sponsorship. He goes on, falls on the sword, says conservatism is a fraud, is what he does. And then he misrepresents what I said about 9/11, about everything. Because I said there was a stand down, Saudi Arabia, all that's come out in the 28 pages. But he misrepresents that, and then he misrepresents the rest. Here it is.
We're frequently accused of spreading conspiracy theories about Obama and about liberals, which is why I want to know what you make of the conspiracy theories this week, these attacks against the students in Florida. Why do people embrace this kind of conspiracy theory thinking?
Okay, so let's talk about conspiracy theories, because again, this is a left and right kind of thing.
Look at the conversation.
If you remember, Scripps Howard did a Scripps Howard did a poll in 2006, and they asked the question, how likely is it that people in the federal government either assisted in the 9/11 attacks or took no action because they wanted war in the Middle East? 22% said very likely. 22% of Democrats said very likely. 28% said somewhat likely. So that's more than half of Democrats thought that Bush was involved in the 9/11 conspiracy. So conspiracy, and by the way, the person who was behind that conspiracy is the same guy behind a lot of these conspiracies, Alex Jones.
All right, let's stop there. I'm going to come back with a right, and then they agree that I need to be shut down. So they don't play what I actually said. They don't show what I actually did. They just tell you, and then they agree I need to be taken down. So we'll come back with that. They're anti-free speech. These are anti-American dirtbags.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. were the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, we don't sit here at InfoWars when a story breaks and then go, hey, our agenda is to blame the Second Amendment, or our agenda is to blame white males, or our agenda is to blame black males, or our agenda is to say it's a false flag. There have been shootings where clearly people do it by themselves. There's also shootings where I can play a CNN clips where, well, more cops got shot. They need to do more to stop police violence. That's why they're getting killed. You know, they deserve it. When Congressman Scalise got shot, Wolf Blitzer had a guest on going, well, the guy was a hero that did it. You know, he wasn't a bad guy. And Blitzer's like, okay, I agree, yeah. So, these people are out of control. And the day after the event, the day of the event, we start seeing local stations and Texas stations that were there to cover Major League Baseball interviewing students going, there's multiple shooters, and Cruz was with me, he wasn't shooting, and then I get a guest on, they say it, he knows other people we get in contact with say it. Imagine being Glenn Beck or somebody, or CNN or anybody, because a lot of these were over TV camera shoulders, people shoot on iPhones. The students were all saying this. Imagine then you don't cover it because you don't want to be called a conspiracy theorist. That just means going and talking to the locals and seeing what really happened instead of whatever the national news in D.C. or New York or L.A. says. And that's what's crazy. But see, they can't say, oh, Jones is bad. He interviewed students and said there were multiple shooters and showed local newscasts saying the same thing and the sheriff stood down. No. You can't go up against that. So you go, Alex Jones is to be banned on YouTube and Google. Thank God. Washington Times said, thank God. Glenn Beck says, thank God. News Corp says, thank God. CNN's out. I got four or five clips where Skelter's pushing people. Don't you want to shut this down? Don't you need to do something about it? I just played one. And then they can't actually say, we need to shut it down. They played local newscasts saying multiple shooters and the police stood down. And they're also saying CNN had fake town halls. That's confirmed. Where they're trained actors who are real students, but are actors are saying, you're a murderer to Dana Loesch. And the crowd goes, burn her, of handpicked people. They're saying, kill the NRA, burn people, murder them, shoot them, they're murderers. And all we're doing is going, gee, they all admit they're in an ad thing and they're all in PR and they admit that in BuzzFeed. It's like, shut up, you said that no one died. See, it's like I say, you know, I want to live like Venezuela. Shut up, you're a Nazi, you want to live under Hitler. I'm like, no, I said I want to live under communism. So see, that they always play these games. And only because we're not paying attention do they keep having success. But they're starting to lose, so they're panicking. Which is a great opportunity to show how ridiculous they are. But let me get these clips. Then we got Roger Stone coming on. He's got so much to break down. We've also got Doug Hagman. It's just so they can cover it all themselves. I'll host a little bit, but I'm going to let them take over or I'll run over them. I'm too wound up to have anybody host with me. So I'm just, since they were coming on as guests, I'll just let them host. They already host the show sometimes anyways. And I got to talk to some lawyers. I had a meeting with lawyers at 6:30 tonight. Yeah, I'm not a litigious person. We got to open and shut cases, and it's one of our only avenues left just to show what frauds they are. Because we got them good, and they are just turned loose by their corporate owners right now because they know they're losing control. They're doing anything they can. So what do they do when they got students saying the police stood down, which is now confirmed? They wanted to cover that up. No wonder they banned not just my video, but thousands of others that's now coming out that showed locals saying what happened. Because it wasn't one deputy, it wasn't four, it wasn't five, it wasn't ten, it was just a stand down. A stand down. And men running around in camo shooting guns while the police stand down. There's dozens of students saying, oh, there was guys running around in camo. Hell, did Islamicists attack? We now know the sheriff is an Islamicist. In fact, I forgot to give you that video, guys. It's right here, Daria. If you'll run in here, I've got it right here. I forgot to send this to you. The sheriff speaks full Arabic, says he's an Islamicist, whole nine yards. This is unbelievable. Here it is. Come in here and get this for me. Broward County Sheriff. See, I'm starting to figure out this may have been like Vegas. Here you go. And then national security covers it up because they don't want to start a civil war. But whatever. You got a bunch of men reporting running around in camo. Some witnesses say big beards shooting everybody. And I'm not even saying that. The students are saying it. And then the students said the police stood down, and which is confirmed. But, you know, oh, don't bully the students. But, oh, CNN says these other students that said it was scripted are liars, and the students we have aren't real, even though they are real. They're bullying the truth. They're bullying America. CNN goes to old ladies' houses and says you're Russian agents. When they've been Republican volunteers for 40 years. So let's finish up with Glenn Beck saying Alex Jones made up the 9/11 conspiracy theory. Now, our own military, 28 pages, has all come out. Criminal elements of our government allied with Islam, like Brennan and others. But then they misrepresent what I said. And then he gets in to this. But they never say what I said, notice, because I didn't say what they said. The students said it, and all I did was show you what they said. Because they don't like us here, because they want to have the only voice. Here it is.
Conspiracy. So conspiracy, and by the way, the person who was behind that conspiracy is the same guy behind a lot of these conspiracies, Alex Jones. Politico described that as something at the time. They said, well, that's just things that people are saying because they don't like the other guy. That's the problem. We're willing to accept things.
No, over a million Iraqis died in the first phase over lies about babies having their brains bashed out in incubators. And you hear about the sinking of the Maine, our own battleship being blown up and blah, blah, blah. I love America, but criminal elements do this stuff. It's taught in textbooks back. But when you can't debate our ideas, you just misrepresent them with a straw man and then call for us to be banned. Here, let's continue.
accept things about the other guy because we don't like him.
And well, then that is the line. Well, no... after 9/11, what's worse now are the social networks.
Oh, wait, pause.
They spread the...
What's worse is the social networks. The people can talk. What's worse now is the internet. Look, Stelter's actually, and by the way, I've got like four or five clips of him saying this. Get rid of it. Shut him. It goes, the social networks, they hurt the people. They're not watching me. I'm a big manly guy. Make them watch me, Glenn. Continue.
These crazy theories to millions of people. What should the technology companies do?
I don't know.
I don't know. So thoughtful. Let me see.
Facebook and Twitter have...
Everything Beck does is famously scripted, by the way. And then I have the same program 10 minutes before where he says the same thing to David Hogg, who I can't talk about or it's pulling, even though he admits he's an activist and is a young man. They say, what should we do? They bullied you, my little cupcake. Here, continue.
Have added to this problem a great deal. I think if you look at where the average Democrat was and the average Republican, if you look at the charts, it's pretty much like this until 2006, the first year of Facebook, and we started moving apart. We are now.
Yeah, now that people have free speech, libertarianism, Americanism's winning, and we're back, baby. Your whole Carol Quigley globalist thing of having the left and right be the same and controlling, it's over. And there's no putting the genie back, and your whole audience hates Stelter, and they hate Beck, and they hate you, they hate you. I want to get to this clip of Hogg thanking us, while the very group he's on with CNN is lobbying to have us kicked off YouTube, and has already banned us on three channels doing live streams. Another strike, we're off YouTube. And then the lawsuits are just, it's like, which I don't even want to have to go through. But, and oh, by the way, I'm going to privately sue Stelter, and I'm going to sue all of them. I swear to God, when they do this, I have them all. I have them lobbying, I have them lying, I have them filing the fake complaints. Total racketeering to ban my speech when I have a bigger show than they do. I mean, I should go to jail if I'm trying to kick them off the air, too. These people are sick freaks, man. Anyways, so there you go. Just, you've been warned, buddy. All of you have. I think Hogg's got some really good advisors telling him he doesn't want me taking off here. Little Hoggy. Little. He figured it out. Little, he got some smart people behind him. Like, son, you want to stay out of the way of this. But anyways, continuing here. I've not done new specials in a week, even though I'm selling out of the fluoride-free colloidal silver fortified and iodine-fortified toothpaste. I haven't come out with new sales. I've been so busy, and even though it's about to sell out, even though Icarin, the kidney and liver cleanse is amazing, Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula. I mean, just look into it. We have the strongest out there. It's unbelievable. A very low price. It's all 50% off. And it's all about to sell out because I've got hundreds of other items we sell. I just haven't got the new specials. And so those are the specials that are about to end. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. As everybody can see, I've been a little busy right now. Launching the satellite uplinks and all the TV and radio affiliates are just pouring in. So, Streisand effect is in full effect. We're just getting all that lined up. But your financial support is critical. So thank you all for defending the First Amendment. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Hour number two straight ahead. We'll be right back in the defense of the First Amendment. If you don't stand up and take action, they will win. Stelter will...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.